Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, November 25th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about millimil and fuel price increases.
And to join this discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And we're also on the internet. You can visit www.voazimbabwe.com. For Shona, visit www.voashona.com. And for Ndebele, visit www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the economic situation in Zimbabwe as prices of basic commodities go up.
The Grain Millers Association of Zimbabwe has announced new retail prices of millimil following government's move to remove subsidies on grains. A 10-kilogram bag of roller mill now costs $101.66.
At the same time, the Zimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority also announced fuel price increases today. A litre of diesel now costs $17.90, while a litre of petrol is selling at $17.14. The energy entity says the increases were caused by the current interbank rates.
And some Zimbabweans say they are now struggling to make ends meet due to the steep increase in prices of basic commodities.
In another development, Vice President Constantino Chiwenga arrived in Zimbabwe in a chartered Chinese plane on Saturday and was received at the Robert Mugabe Airport by his relatives and a senior Chinese official working in Harare. He was airlifted to China in July while in a critical condition. His sickness has not been made public.
And today marks the start of 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, an annual international campaign designed to map strategies on the prevention and elimination of violence against women and girls. The theme this year is Orange the World. Generation equality stands against rape.
Please note that we are live streaming this show on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
And Gibbs, going back to the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, our youth show tomorrow will actually be speaking about this in depth. So please join us tomorrow again. Of course, don't leave this platform. Join us today. But be prepared to hear Mike Hove, who will be hosting the youth show, talking about the 16 days of gender-based violence and what it means for the youth,
Gibbs. Namhlanje uhlelo lwe-Live Talk sikhuluma ngentengo yempahla engani yakhuphuka izinsuku zonke. Kodwa sikubonayo namhlanje ukuthi-ke intengo yempuphu isikhuphukile sibili, 10 kilogram ye-roller mill isi $101.66. Kukhanya kuyafika sibili ezitolo lapha. Lokhu-ke kwenziwe ukuthi iZimbabwe Grain Millers Association ithi uhulumende sekhiphe lokho usekela phela intengo okuthiwa ngama-subsidies nxa kuthengwa impuphu umumbu. So ngakho-ke uthi-ke nxa sokunjalo kutho ukuthi phela sokukhuphuka le ntengo yempuphu. So ake lisitshele ukuthi kuyini okwenzakala khona ngapho esitolo. Kukhanya kuningi sibili le ntengo yamafutha ezimota layo ikhuphukile. Siyabona i-diesel, sibonele petrolo lakho kukhuphuke sibili okumangalisayo. So ke siphinde sikhulume ngolunye udaba. Siyakhumbula ukuthi u-Vice President uConstantino Chiwenga wayethwalele kwele China lapho-ke afika ayilatshwa khona. Uthethe isikhathi eside sibili ekhona ngale, 4 months elalisiwe khona ngale, kodwa kukhanya bamelaphile sibili. Ubonakale thutsha khona ngale-ke International Airport eHarare engani ngumuntu o-GS sibili ukuthi nxa umkhangele uqine saka. So ke abanye bathi kukhanya ngazani kodwa kungani kukhona ukutshaya amanzi amnyama, kungani ngasadlelani kangako lo mongameli u-Emmerson Mnangagwa. Kodwa sibabonile phela baphuma kumabona kude bekholisa behleka besenza konke ke okutshiyeneyo. soke sifuna ukuthi lingene ixoxela lingakhona kho bese kuya ke insuku ze 16 days of activism esigalisa namhlanje lesi sikhathi sokuthi ukukhankaselwe phela ukuthi kungahlukuluzwa abantu besifazana labantombazana so ke silethemba lokuthi liyalwazi dasaza isikhathi lesinxa kusenziwa umkhankaso lokhu lowo liyawazi ukuthi kumele lenzeni so ke ngenani kuhlelo kolo manje sixoxeni zulukandaba kunjalo ke mabulas
aiwa kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu tinokuchingamidzai nhasi tine gango zvange tiri kutarisa pano palive talk nyaya yekukwira kwemitengo kwechikafu uyezve kukwira kwemitengo kwemafuta tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare takaona kupera kwevhiki iro rino mutevedzeri womutungamiri wenyika vaconstantino chiwenga vachisvika ivo munyika toda kunzwawo pfungwa dzenyu titarira zvakare kuti nhasi ndokutanga kwemazuva 16 days of activism against gender-based violence chirongwa chinorangarira iyo kushungurudzwa nyanya kwemadzimai nevanasikana uyezve titange tiri kutarisa kuti imi munoona sei izvi saka pindai muchirongwa mutipowo pfungwa dzenyu Gibbs.
Yes, labantu asebengenile khonapha ke ku Facebook yethu yesindebele VOA Ndebele. Lingakhohlwa ukuthi kule VOA Studio 7 kuzobuya iVOA Shona sokubuya phela eKwaZulu iVOA Ndebele. So ke nxa sigangela khonapho kulo Norman Ngwenya uthi amaTshona Dube singazuthi njani khona ngapho ke mfowethu. Umsunduzwa Ndlovu la uthi litshona njani basakazi sitshona kahle sibili mfowethu singazi wena lapho khona ngapho. Yes, siyabona liyangena sibili siqala ukuthi nxa libuya khonapha litsho phela ukuthi lokho esikhuluma ngakho likubona njani. Konapo unabantu yini marvelous.
Mhm, aiwa pana pati kutiona tine vazhinji vari pano pa Facebook page yedu ye VOA Shona tina top fan wedu. Adriani Munyaradzi Quinte ari kuti good evening. Aiwa toti good evening kwamuriwo kuno achiri maskati zvawo. Kuno ku Washington i 5 minutes past 1 maskati. McDonald Maregedza ari kuti ndiri kuno ku Cape Town. Tinokuchingamidza ive ku Cape Town. Elton Mafararikwa ari kuti maswera sei ku wataswira zvakanaka. David Dube ari kuti good evening pachirongwa. Aiwa good evening kwamuriwo. Hanzi na Gabriel Paradzai. Inini I'm watching you live from Chipinge. Aiwa ndokanyi kwangu makadi kuchipinge uko. Joseph Rashai hanzi good evening I'm watching you from Limpopo. Munyaradzi Midzi hanzi tinokumbira vachiwenga vaite correction pane zvavakaita 2017 ndokutaura kuri kuita Munyaradzi Midzi. Abva tindifonereiwo ndiri pano pa Joburg. Alfred Makota hanzi good evening I'm watching you from London. Aiwa tipei namba dzenyu makaisa ma code numbers enyu kuitira kuti kufonerei. Tafara Fekeche ari kuti makadiwo zvenyu kwamuri ikoko aiwa kuno tiriwadi. Tine top fan yedu disciple Gilson Madanire ari kuti hanzi rikangei gango racho tione sister Marvelous. Aiwa nhasi tiri kukanga pano gango iroro nhasi ndezvakawanda zvatichange tiri kukanga mugango umu. Asi Busiso Farananda ari kuti I'm watching you from Johannesburg. Hanzi kutocha Renius hanzi tiripo pachirongwa. Top fan yedu Tanaka siwawo hanzi sister Mavi, kuri saiko ikoko, kuno kuri kutonora. Asi, pano pa program, pari kupisa, saka pindai muchirongwa, monyora zvakare namba dzenyu, makaisa ma code numbers enyu, dzvanyai zvakare pakanzi share kuitira tione takawanda Gibbs.
Yes, our first guest, Marvelous, is Bulisani Ngombe, is a businessman based in Bulawayo, but right now he's traveling, he's in Johannesburg, South Africa. Mr. Ngombe, welcome to the program.
Welcome, Mr. Dube.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Yes, thank you so much. You are a businessman and you are saying all this that is happening in Zimbabwe. Fuel price increases, now basic commodities are also having this kind of knock-on effect. So at the end of the day, what is going on in Zimbabwe in terms of these price increases? Are you there, Mr. Ngube? It seems as if we lost him.
I think we've lost
processes.
Mr. Ngube, but we will try to get him.
Mm-hmm.
Tombochingamidza sisi chipo Juliet Dube arikutsatomirira gango aiwapinda imugango tiri kufraya tiri panapa. Atanaka siwawa arikuti vachiwenga may take advantage of the situation and emerge the survivor once again ukuona kwa arikuita. Musa Wenkosi arikuti good evening I'm watching you from Cape Town. We tipro go savano anze nasi ndine mi sister Mav pachirongwa. Ayo kuchekiwa tinovara. Pano pachirongwa ndechenyu uye zvetipei number muchisa zvakare nema code numbers enyu. Mai chivakire vari kuti I'm watching you from Bristol. Ronald Hans muri seiko sister uko watching you ndiri kuno ku Durban. Ndiri kunzwa Gibbs kuti I think your guest is back on the line. You can go ahead and take them.
Yes, Mr. Ncube, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Yes, so what I was saying is that, you know, there are these price increases. You know, we talk of fuel, we are talking of, you know, millimil, and all these kind of things. And according to the Grain Millers Association of Zimbabwe, you know, there is this subsidy that was removed by the government, you know, in terms of buying grain. So at the end of the day, they are saying the prices of, you know, millimil are going up. So what really is going on?
You see, the problem in Zimbabwe, Mr. Dove, is a complicated problem.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that the economy is in a bad state. And when the economy is in a bad state, the drivers of the economy, which is the government, are equally not willing to take the appropriate step to correct the situation. Your first challenge is that, unfortunately, as a country, you cannot stand up and say I doubt, but there are very few what you can call business persons in the manner you know in America. When you're talking of a business person in America, you're talking of an ethical person, an entrepreneur, who is there. But in Zimbabwe, we do no longer have business persons. But because the country has been converted into a country of rent seekers and other arbitrageurs. Everybody's. Once you are in that situation, you've got a serious problem. And our situation is held up by the government, which is not also correcting certain things which are fundamental to be corrected in terms of the economy. This issue of trying to use the Zim dollar or the bond will not work. We now need to take a bold decision. Yes, I agree they should not use the US dollar as a bad currency.
Mm-hmm.
But they should use the rand. That's basically the decision. So that when it then becomes necessary to say, why are you increasing your prices in rand terms? What is it which has happened?
Mm-hmm.
That's a million dollar question which you need to do. Because what has been basically happening is that people have been fixing their prices using the US dollar terms. But if you check the black market, the U.S. dollar, I think, has been stable. The bond to the U.S. dollar has been stable for the last 2 weeks or so. And the million dollar question is, what is it which is causing price increases today?
Mm-hmm.
What is causing price increases today is that we are now a country of rent seekers and other arbitrageurs.
Mm. So, Senator, you go to Papua New Guinea, abantu ba pongweza nje mahlayana nje akusakha nje ngemfanele.
Yes.
Yes,
no, you're saying yes. We have got a government which is not doing things right. We then have people who are not helping it. When you think this person is a business person, you are not talking of a really business person, but you are talking of a rent seeker rather than a business person. I doubt if you can call certain business persons who are quoted as business persons. Because they are into everything. You find somebody is into fuel, he is into agriculture, he is into this, and all these things which he is in involve foreign currency, his fingers or his footprints are seen in all other dirty stuff.
Mm. Yeah, can you stay on the line? We are going to come back to you. I guess you've got somebody on the line.
Hello, caller. Hello? Hello, caller. Hello, Vasanya Mkure. Hey, toku chingamiza ipachirongwa.
Yeah, no, kutenda hii, no kutenda ipachirongwa.
Hey, taura enyu, stare enyu, muta ura kwa muri.
Again, taura amu kutu ipachirongwa hapa. Sisi se nirumini zamedu, kutu ipachirongwa na siwa u... Kita pergi jauh, jaga jauh nak uji. Ini, hey, ni macam apa? Kita yang dia, Tapi wanwa guna guna berapa siapa tahu rana. Jadi, macam mana macam kita tanwa kadai. Tua, jadi sahaja. Jadi kita terus nunggu Pretoria. Kita tu jauh nama kita bagi si komitia guna peranan sa dari dari. Kata, macam hari kita tu wanah cikoma, puno kita punya. Jino wah bagi tu wajib kita punya sekuat. Kita dapat yang kini juga pura. Kata dia waktu yang kita berada wah, bawa tujuan orang dari rabu, risiko risa siapa. Kali itu wah, waktu tujuan orang itu jauh. Ah, dari waktu nak kita risiko orang kita itu wah, risiko orang kita ambil kita, ama, risiko orang kita ambil kita, siapa.
Dai mai wanamkana. Hello. Dai mai wanamkana kutaura navo vatungamiri ava maiti chi kwavari. Makatarira mamirira akaita zvinhu sekutaura kwamuri kuita.
Ah, ini dai mai wanamkana kumbotaura navo sevatungamiri varipo. Dai nguva dzangu dai vagona kumbotaurirana. Vane moyo ukuran dari lawan hari tidak sih belum tiba kita dari karena pasar wara karena sudah tinggi beliau rasa buku kita dikira itu tuan yang mari jadi ini kita nanti kalau wara kasih sih ama jadi dream kok kira kita dream mana nih guys ini dia sudah kata dari way dari bukan orang kita dari bukan jadi nanya tuh karena malu niwa nunggu pau jadi Nanti ni rupa raja na, tapi na itu orang macam ni tu kita jadi. Jadi kalau contoh tu, ini orang kita buat apa? Ini jadi kita jadi jangan na tu. Awak tak jual ni macam dia tu. Kita dia juga guna tu bu, itu waktu down. Ini team newan, ini rupa raja na dari kita crazy. Awak tak jual ni pun ni orang bukan dia, orang bukan dia ni dia. Dia ini tak, dia tak bila om dia sama ini sama ini. Dia tengok aku na, apa wan ini dia sediawan, istina sepuluh ni. Kata, jauh jauh berbeza tu ini saya tu ini yang berbeza. Jauh berbeza tu ini saya tu ini dan ada sama ini. Es long kita semua ni dia sediawan itu. Ah, ada orang main biasa tak sih yang ini sama ini. Kata dia kita kita pun kita wajar, hanya ini juga sih dia amat jadi kita muzika, saya juga. Ambo saya kerja itu betul muzika, ambo pindah mumi, ambo kawan kita akan ambil. Jadi kita kerja kita, ah, macam ni Eropa kan ada, macam dia ni semua kita jadi kuru. Kita kerja itu dah jadi, kerja jadi kita semua ini. Apa nak kita ramai? Dan orang dah bawa buku tinggal, jadi kena kiri kiri kerja kerja tu. Tapi dua orang tu kena buku tinggal kiri. Jadi zaman dah jadi nak tahu, ni jika tu ada buku. Tapi tu jika tu, orang kiri ni rupa rasa nak dah rasa tu orang ni pemirir. Tapi kalau orang kat sini orang ni tak. Karena orang kita awal itu, banyak baca nana awal, karena orang kita ada berapa juga. Jadi itu yang lebih orang baca ni. Tapi orang buku ni opposition. Jika budaya ni lah, jika kita boleh dalam Zambia, atau Joko yang dalam South Africa, atau Joko, itu orang ni kan macam mana ramai tu sih, mana ramai tu sih, agam beri pura ramai, kan? Ayuh, kita mani mani saja. Tetapi dia ni, dia dia yang boleh jauh sangat, dan perlu berdua mesti jelas.
Aiyah, tinok tenda ya, tinok tenda itu aja, move ni zubal kanak, bye bye.
Tinok tenda itu aja, itu dia om surong, dan move ni zubal kanak. Mungkin si jauh itu pun kami kena, mungkin si jauh rumah toko, tetapi minggu kita ini, ini ada.
Aiyah, bye bye Gibbs.
We've got Pegisipo on the line. Baba Pegisipo, kunjat.
Ngiphilile nkosi, kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila kakhulu. Ye, nanko kuyenzakala eZimbabwe, siyakubona kuningi kakhulu. Kunye kwangkhona impuphu phela intengo yangkhona sikhuphukile. 10 kg uyayithenga $101.66. Kuzobuya-ke amafutha epetulo lawo ungazala ngikhuphuka okumangalisayo. Kambe kwenzakalani lezweni fowethu?
Khona vele i-problem ekhona elizweni. Ilizwe alimanga kahle. Inkinga ekhoyo yikuba greedy enye into. Yikuba greedy ngoba nxa ngithi ngiyabheka loba nje ukhulunywa la ngama-sanction, ngambondi ma mina ningasanishina ngemali yami engilayo ebhenki lapho kumbe ngiyibeke kuphi. Asho ukuthi imali ingaphakamisa ilizwe leyo. Ilizwe linemali yayo eliyenzayo leyo nangekwayo iyafile yomali. Ikuba greedy nje abantu abayiwa abasezikhundleni badlala ngabantu, kudlala ngabantu lo.
Pho manje kulungiswa njani
abantu baseZimbabwe badele? Yiko kumele bazikhulule bona, kumele bakhululwe mbani kahle. Kumele bazikhulule bona abantu baseZimbabwe. Akuyena uphuthi sambodo oza kushaya kusasa ukuthi hayi ngiyaxolisa, akulandaba sesizozwana. Sasa uyakushaye futhi, uzikhulule wena. Ngomfakile lapho uthi akushaye, khulule wena.
So kuyo phambili pho kumele kwenzweni?
Angithi bayayela ubona uduku. Avoid it.
Njani?
But ma uduku lolo kubona wena luyakujabulisa. Carry on, ulijwayele. But ma ubona ukuthi this thing is bad, angiyithandi into le, stop it. Angiyeke ukuthi ubone imoto yakho ivuza i-petrol, ube ulokhu uhamba ngayo ivuza i-petrol. You have to block that with petrol in a bayashaya abantu babhekile. Why lokhu bebuswa ngumuntu obashaya babhekile? Bakujabulela ukushaya konke lokho. Yibo babafaka lapho. You have to stop them.
How?
Yibo kumele bazikhiphe enkingeni. Abantu basekhaya bazikhiphe enkingeni. Well, kuzokuya ukuthi ngithole ukuthi kuthiwa abantu sekumele uwazi ukuthi nxa uzothenga izinto from outside the country imali uyithethe. Uphukuphuku lo. Umbala obuza la abantu ukuthi ozobuza abantu ukuthi imali uyithethe. Uphukuphuku lo. Angazi ukuthi lalo lokuqhasha abantu, qhasha abantu abayiphukuphuku kangakuthatha.
Hayi, siyabonga.
Ukuthi ekhaya kukho bani. Abantu basemazweni badinga imali. And then they can buy stuff from outside the country ukwenzela ukuthi abantu basekhaya baphile. Uzobuza nje ukuthi imali uyithethe khona uwazi abantu babalekile ngenxa yombuzo wakho ongekho muhle.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ibhekisi. Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu mfowethu. Sibongile ungadelwa kusasa, eh?
Alright.
Yeah, thank you so much, Papa. So, according to ibhekisi, people have to free themselves from any kind of oppression that they are facing. And it's only themselves that can do that. Nobody else, yeah. So, kumbe sibuyele kubaba uBulisani Ncube. Ngamafutshane, Baba uBulisani Ncube. Nxa sukhangele sibili wena ngokwakho. Khona okwenzakala eZimbabwe, ungubusinessman, ungusomabhizinisi sibili owaziwayo, pho lina likubamba njani khonokho?
Indaba le inzima kithi ngoba okokuqala ngithe kuwe uminista wezomnotho uyakwazi okumele kwenzakale, ukwazi kuhle mhlophe, abantu laba bokuhulumende bakwazi kuhle mhlophe okumele kwenzakale. Abangakufuniyo yikuthi kulento zabo abazaziyo abona nxa kunje so labantu babo, labantu ababo, labanye abantu babo bayabhenefitha. Kodwa ukuthi bangayenza umnotho welizwe, bengenza izinto eziright eziqondisa umnotho welizwe konke kuzandula. Ngoba okokuqala mina ngithi kuwe, sibe lesibonelo sisuka ngo-2009 ngesikhathi se-inclusive government. Bekule themba kuyo yonke indawo ye-economy, kuma-business, ama-business abe lethemba yokuthi hayi la ubusenza iplan yokuthi ngifuna ukukhula ngibe ngaka ngiyele, ngoba izinto zonke bezistebhu ngenxa ye-dollar yokusetshenziswa kwe-US dollar. But ngenxa umuntu ohlakaniphileyo uyananzelela futhi na umilisa abayilahla ngokuthi behlile ukunanzela ukuthi naye kuhle sibili US dollar isistabilizile siyenzeni, kodwa kuqhubeka kusiya phambili kuzaba nzima ukuthi ilizwe lisebenzise US dollar. Ngoba US dollar ngingalinanzelela, US dollar legolide izinto ezimbili ezaziwayo emhlabeni ezokugcina ivalu. Now we invest, you either invest in gold kumbe in US dollar. So ubususithi wena ilizwe elizama ukuqathama ngisebenzisa US dollar kunzima. So yikade ngikuthi ukuthi ukade kumele kwenzakale. Yikuthi na uminister of finance ulahlele khatshana ngwazi whether yi-sovereignty kumbe kuyini wavuma wathi a-a ngasisebenziseni i-rand as the best currency. Konke khonokho okuza kuthi kuthi kulo othengisa ulutho lakhe ethola amarandi ule confidence ngerandi o kuthi kumani
I think we have lost him there, but all what you're saying is that, you know, the best option out here is to use the rand.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know, this bond issue and, you know, all these RDGSs and, you know, they don't work. So he says it's better for Zimbabwe to adopt the rand. But we still remember when the president said it was difficult to adopt the rand because of certain conditions. So maybe you may be talking about it, but, you know, Zimbabwe has gone past through that. And they are saying they can't adopt the rand at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, tukunzwa munyarikani wedu varipano vanqube vari kuti ivo maybe kumboshandisa mari yekunze yemarand kungabatsire asi tina vaclive machekano vari kuti please call me vari pa Zimbabwe apo hamusi wenkosi ari kuti Zimbabwe ichasunungurwa urini tatambura isu. Vamaridza vari kutamba watching you from Bulawayo vari paFacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona. Tinokuchingamidzai uyezve tinoti kana muine namba dzamuda kuti kufonerei tipei namba makaisa zvakare macode numbers enyu. Top fan yedu Boaz Jaya Gurans everything zvinoomesera vari kumaruwa hanzi zviri kuitika munyika vari kunyanyoomerwa vanhu vari kumaruwa. Gordon Harineki ari kutamba watching you from Zim. Aiwa, pindai muchirongwa mutiudzo kuti muri papi pacho kuZimbabwe tikukwazisei. Mai Chivakiri hanzi that's very true caller, ndofunga vari kuwirirana nezvanga zviri kutaurwa nacaller anga ari pano. Kules Mutandwa hanzi good evening my sister. Ash saka Christmas toidya nei, nyika iri kurasika mudondo. I don't think our country ichashanduka sedzimwe nyika, ndokutaura kwavari kuita Dine Chivurugwi ari kuti VOA you are live and clear. Kwandiri kunoko Disciple Gilson Badani rai kuti ichokwadi here kuti Zimbabwe yavambirwa rimwe bato rinonzi MDC Zimbabwe Party. Aiwa, kana tazvinzwa tine kuti tawana verification tichadzoka kwamuri tichitaura. Cosmas Masuka ari kuti ndiri kukuonai ndiri kuno kuCape Town. Samson Madzura ari kuti makadii vashamarari, I'm watching you from Bethel in Mpumalanga kuSouth Africa. Zvinorwadza nguva yatava yaoma iyi. Alois Mujingi adapter and I'm watching you. I'm here in Western Cape.
Now, marvelous, we've got another guest, and this is Mr. Pilif Kaule of ZANU PF. Mr. Kaule, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, my brother. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. What's happening in Zimbabwe? Today, there is an announcement that the price of millimil has gone up. At the same time, there's another announcement. The price of fuel has gone up. I think people are waiting for other announcements concerning price increases. You are a businessman yourself, Mr. Kaule, and you are seeing things going this way. Is the country failing to do what is right?
Actually, what I can say is that this is bad for our people and bad for our country, but what I can tell you is that the government is working day and night to fix some of these things. But at the same time, there are some people who would want to see the government failing in delivering whatever the government is supposed to its people. What I can tell you is that there are saboteurs all over the show who are doing all of these dirty things to make sure that at the end of the day, they label our government is a failure. This is exactly what is happening.
But at the end of the day, it seems as if the government is really failing. I mean, when you look at the inflation rate, that is the month-on-month inflation rate is very high. When you look at the prices of fuel are being increased every week, so which means there's something terribly wrong, Mr. Kaule. Don't you think so?
I don't think so, and I beg to differ with you, my brother Gibbs, because remember what the Minister of Finance and Economic Planning said some time back. that anyway, we have been going through these austerity measures that were put in place by the government for austerity for prosperity. And now that the government is now rounding off this austerity measure program, then now we are going to witness some changes. And this is exactly where we are right now.
Ye, kodwa siyabona ukuthi abantu bathi ngasibili bawagawule nxa sikhuluma iqiniso sibili abantu bathi akuhambi kahle singazi la ukuthi esitolo sakho uthengisa njani impahla njengoba siyakwasitshela mhla kukhuphukile lokhu kusasa kuyakhuphuka lokhuyana njalo kuningi izinto ezikhuphuka nsuku zonke abantu bayathinga babagawule akubaphendule sibili ukuthi kanti kuhamba njani
umumolo Gibbs ingalokuthi ngikhulume iqiniso mina wethu mubi kakhulu kumabhizinisi ebantini ikakhulu ebantini Gibbs ngoba into esiyikhangelileyo ukuthi ethebulini yomuntu wonke kube nesitshwala kube nokudla emvulini zonke kodwa sekukhona kade ezigibs akunanto ebuhlungu njengokuthi abantu beqile besehlile kuthenga isitshwala nje sona sodwa lokho ayinto ebuhlungu kakhulu njalo into esingayikhangelelanga leyo njengesizwe ukuthi sifike khonapho kulelo banga kodwa lapho esesifike khona Gibbs kumbula phela ama austerity measures engikhuluma ngawo ukuthi umthuli wakhuluma upresident sale khuluma kumadoda lapho siyakhona kuzaba nzima kakhulu kumele sibophene amabhurugwe sibophene izisu sibe ngabantu basenhlani iqiniso lelo kodwa phambilini ngale nto zizavuleka zibe ngcono kodwa ngingazi kumbe sesinqanyikelelwa nje njalo yizikathi nase sithombulula uhlelo lokuthi kube ngcono sesiphuma kuma austerity measures la kube nobunye ubuki futhi sizahlangana labo singazi khonapho kodwa sinethemba ukuthi izinto athethi zizajombuluka ngemva kokuba lobunye nzima obukhulu kangaka kube ngcono ngoba isandla sokwehlulekisa sikhona kakhulu uhulumende amele sikhangele kakhulu asimise kakhulu ukuthi asisuse isandla lesi
ye sicela ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana sizokuthiwa silomlaleli ecingweni wathi sezuthi silobani ye mfowethu kunjani ecingweni khonapho halo baba
yebo
kunjani baba
Ngiyaphila njani?
Ngiyaphila, ngikhuluma lobani?
Ukhuluma lo Mandla.
Ye, Mandla, akutsho ukuthi wena ubona njani okwenzakala eZimbabwe?
Ngithi uyabona into eyenzakala eZimbabwe angazi ukuthi singathi ihamba njani, but mina ngombono wami ngibona ukuthi ukukhuphuka kwezinto lokhu obviously kwenziwa ngabantu abakuhulumende ngabomo because ungakhangela I think 99% yabantu abakuhulumende bonke they are owning businesses so abantu abanjalo what do you expect ukuthi bangakhuluma towards ama price increases they cannot say anything because they are benefiting a lot ungakhangela ama garage abantu abanengi abakuhulumende ba own ama garage that's why petrol ikhuphuka day and night abacho next into bayi discussa e parliament ba discussing because these are the issues they should be discussing e parliament yabo but they are not discussing anything into zikhuphuka day and night awukazi ubazwe bekhuluma bethi bona no bephuma nje from nowhere be address ilokhu zene umphakathi ukuthi isituation imi kanje abakwenzi lo siloku sizwa same people bona labo gawule labo lokhu zene ukuthi ngobani labo othuma in company abantu thina why lingakazeli invite ama ministers are responsible ngalawo ma departments okule problem khona bazozikhulumela bona batshela abantu ukuthi what's going on what are they doing to address that problem always we are hearing two same people every time I don't think ukuthi bona labo gawule and so forth they know everything about all departments yabo
yeah kodwa siya sizama ukuthi sibabize ukuthi babuye kodwa babuyi so ke sicina sithola bolaba nje
angithi babaleka khona lokho ukungabuyi kwabo kukhomba khona lokho ukuthi babaleka khona lokho ukuthi abayazi into abazayitshela umphakathi ithi ukuthi ba innocent into ziyenzakala labo bengakwazi ukuthi kwenzakala kanjani they should be coming forward and explain but the reason why they are not coming forward is because they know what's going on they are not telling the truth
Thank you so much Mandla.
Abakhuluma iqiniso labantu konke ama prizes wonke la khuphukayo yonke inxa kanxa kiyenzakalayo they are behind it and then they turn around try to blame somebody else. Umsebenzi wabo yini kokona lapha ku government babe ngastopi zonke lezi zinto lezi. What are they doing day in day out?
Siyakuzwa kakhulu Mandla ungatshela kusasa mfowethu.
Ngiyabonga baba.
Thank you so much. You said it all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
In English, yeah.
Ai wathi ningetine munyarikani wedu ari pano vatawanda dzokora vebatsori MDC vanova chairman muno muAmerica. Makadi vadzokora tokuchingamidza ipa chirongwa.
Magadi Tete Marvelous, magadi muri Zimbabwe yakateerera.
Aiwa isu kunotiri wadi. Tukona vashinji varu kuchema chema nyanya panyaya ye kukwira kuri kuita mitengo yezvinhu. Taona ve Grain Millers Association of Zimbabwe nasi vachiti ivo vabvisirwa masubsidies nehurumende uyezve mafuta akwira. Imi sebato reMDC munoti nezviri kuitika izvi munyika pari zvino?
Inonzi nzara takarima kutambura kwega kwega. Tine dambudziko muZimbabwe rekuti tine musangano unonzi ZANU PF shasha yekuriga maelection. Asi tatinozongoona tati fambei fambei pamberi apo ndechekuti kana wakwanisa kuriga maelections hazvizokwanisiki kuti urige economy. Ndo zviri kuitika kuZANU PF izvozvi kuratidza kuti havasiriwo vatungamiriri venyika vanofanira kunge varipo. Nyika iri kuramba ivo vatadza kana kuisumudza nyika yacho. Saka ndopatiri iko zvino izvi. Nyaya yatinogara tichingotaura iyoyo yekuti kana munyika musingazikanwe kunzi ari kutonga ndiani, vari kutonga vacho vasina kuiswa nevanhu, vasiri vatungamiri vakaiswa nevanhu, iye hatinoti vanenge vasina legitimacy, zvinonetsa kuti mugadzirisike zvinhu. Zvinonetsa kuti vanhu vanoda kuti vauye kuzainvesta vauye, nekuti vanenge vasinganzwisisi munenge muine nyonga nyonga. Ivo vacho veZANU PF vacho kana aresa Munangagwa hatorina kru kuti nyika iyoyi achaigadzirisa sei. Ari kungopupurika, ari kungoenda chete. Saka ndopatiri ipapo tofanira kuti tigadzirise nyaya yelegitimacy ndokuti nyika yedu ienderere mberi.
If you can say the same thing in English, Mr. Jokora, before we take Mr. Gaule to respond to what you have just said in terms of pricing in Zimbabwe right now.
Yeah, that's what we have in Zimbabwe. We have a political party called ZANU-PF that is an expert in rigging elections. They've been rigging elections since 2002. And since that time, our country has been going down. And it has always suffered, you know, from a crisis of legitimacy. And that crisis that haunted Robert Mugabe is haunting Emmerson Mnangagwa again. If there is no legitimacy in a country, it means even the investors, the people who want to come and invest, they are not sure whether they should come or not, because there is always chaos in that country. People are always demonstrating. People are always complaining and threatening to remove the government. So that doesn't give, you know, confidence to the investors. It also doesn't give confidence to the people in Zimbabwe themselves. So we always have the problems that we are having. As it is, ZANU-PF and Emmerson Mnangagwa are showing that they are clueless as to the problems that are happening in Zimbabwe. They have no solution at all. The solution that we have, that we need, and that must be done in Zimbabwe, is for Emmerson Mnangagwa to realize that he cannot be the leader of Zimbabwe, and he cannot ignore Nelson Chamisa, the legitimate president of Zimbabwe, the person who was voted by more than 2.6 million. So that's where we need to start.
Please hold on. We have a caller, and then we'll come to Mr. Gaule to respond. Hello, caller.
Kazaitis Mavi.
Ehe, makadi, kwa tukutora na nuye jwemri kupi?
Murukutora na Elfa Chigusha, nrimuno mumimpopo, mumukopani, mumushono, mumushate.
Ehe, tauraitinswe.
Right, ndoda kutangira pamusuwa 13 March 2018 ndakapinda mubulawa Andrew Greyhound. Ndakatangotipfuura panasi kudai ndinobata tarisa nebillboard hombe renge rakanzi Mnangagwa papuresidenti. Makore esaya ndaimunzwa zvimudzi Mnangagwa Mnangagwa ndichanda mbomuone. Right, takati kutarisana manziviso kudai zvimwe ndaakunzi papuresidenti. Ozva cha ndakaona ndakasiririswa chero chezvo. Kusiririswa chero chezvo kuti zvechokwadi murume uyu arida kuita seiwo. Murume uyu ari empty, haana zvaangagona kuzviita pabasa raariri raarigoni pamwe mabasa pamwe. Zvechokwadi ndonhamo yatiinayo. Hapana tingatombobude ipapo. Ende ipapo pandakapinda musiwo musi wa 13 ipapo, ndakanditarisa wanhu munguna wayo guta randakakurira kudai izvi. Munhu wese ari kurwadziwa, akatoona kurwadziwa kwemunhu kunyorwa mumiri torendava. Ini ndine chido chekuona football player, utility player achifamba uku kwa pavement uku, richatoona kuti utambi webhora. Zvechokwadi kana ukamubvunza, anenge ari mutambi webhora ndosaka ndakagona kuona mukuru uyu kuti zvechokwadi murume ari kutanga zvinhu zvaasinda kugona uyu ndopatiri nhasi ndosaka tiri patiri ipo panapa kungonawo simba asi basa usina macredentials ndaro uchinyatsoziva kuti handina
kola tombokubatsa ipapo kuti hatibvumire hedu kuti vanhu tinyomba nepaprogram ndeyekuti tiuye muchitipawo zvinobatsira kuti nyika ienderere mberi uye zvechitaura henyu muchidimbu tibva tapa vagaule vataurawo pamusoro pane zvamataura
sesimazi handina mbuya ndakapfeka gumbezi rekunyomba ndikutaura chokwadi riri chokwadi nendava panapa tinoda kutaura chokwadi sechokwadi ndozviripo zvinotaurwa navagauri izvizvo vachingogara vachiti hai kuzadunga kuzadunga ye kuzadunga kuzadunga kana iye chaizvo chaizvo mumwoyo make chai chaizvo anoziva kuti hapana zviripo iwona gauri footprint yekuti chaizvo chaizvo vanhu 40 years vari ipapapa footprint yekuti munhu akamboitiiko from 1980 to now haipo zvaizogoneka sei kuti muzimbabwe ino akawanda kudaro zvovhotera munhu asina kana mafootprints zvinhu zviri siko zvakaita saizvo zvizvi izvi zvinotaurwa nababa nana gauri izvi ndezvekungodzvinyirira vawanhu babo gauri into yenza yada yekunyengedzera vantu ende iqiniso yanazi vhere kuti yakukuruma manga manje tina shaka nitiri kwedlula lina silizwa ngokukhuluma kwenu ukuti avandirapakuda zvichodapo nikezani mutaurina maelections ndaa ndokukuruma manga ari kurikuruma namumbidzara kukuruma yekutiona ese kuvona namhlanje yiripakation yekuponisa kuti maelections arigwa but manje avanta variga maelections havakwanisi kuti vengariga economy because its not like that ufuneka iconfidence into yenza ukuthi igovernment le ingabi neconfidence wena gauli abantu bengabi neconfidence to this government yikuthi abayivotelanga abayifuni bekaramabona manje lapha bekusenziwa ama-graduation lapenati lapha most of those top members they didn't go there like they went to Mugabe hapana sofistication hapana kana chi vanhu wese wakawenza murume uyayo ruzhinji rwevanhu ngatirege kuti vanhu wese but majority rules ndopari kukwamba zvinhu zviri rongo hapana confidence kubanking center hapana confidence kugovernment hapana confidence as long as pasina confidence kubanking center nekugovernment hapana chinombofamba
aiwa tinotenda kola regai tichipinza havagaule sezvo manyatsotaura navo mataura nerurimi rwamai mukapinda nechidhevene kuti vanyatsonzwa vagaule mupindurowo zvataurwa nakola uyezve zvataurwa navadzvokora nekuti taona pane mazwi anga ari kushandiswa aya mazwi emdc avari kutaurawo kuti ivo havasi kufara nezvakabuda musarudzo nezvimwe zvakadaro pindurai tinzwi
yes ndiri kuzvinzwa kuti vapedza kutaura vakatsvamwa stereki ndavakuona vari kutuka vari kutikirira vachiita zvese zvese but haiwa hazvina kunaka toda kuti titange nekurespekta vateereri vana vezimbabwe vakateerera maprograms akadai kuti vawane information kuti vadzidze zvakawanda kuti zvichii zviri kuitika izvo zvakanaka chaizvo but zvavari kuita izvi zvokumbotafura kusarudzo as a country now we are now moving forward as Zimbabwe as a family together as a family if Zimbabwe was a company we all as Zimbabweans have equal shares equal share in this company which is called Zimbabwe our country mwari akati panyika iyi ari ana kuti panyika ari kuti nyika iyi yavakapa vanhu vezimbabwe kuti nyika iyi ndeyevana vezimbabwe nokuti ndeyevana vezanupf nevana vemdc kuti vanhu uya all zimbabwe tiri vanhu mhambe chete zvatinoda kutarisa ndezvokuti toita sei kuti nyika yedu indire mberi kuti tishande tese semhuri imwe chete kusina politics dzinopindira tapfuura kune politics papa kati tiita maelection tichisarudza hurumende tikapfuura ipapo ngatibatanei tiinde mberi kana kune zvimwe zvisina kugadzirisika zvinoti tichagadzira mberi tichiinda mberi but hatidi kuti vamwe vedu vanofarira kuti vaone vanhu vachitambura kuri vozopinda muutongi nokutambura kwevanhu kuti vanhu vatamburisise kuti vatambure vazotambura vazotambura vazopedzira voratidzira vofara nazvo izvozvo hazvina kunaka zvakanaka ndezvokuti nyika ndeyedu chete hatibatanei tigadzirisa tipari nemapfungwa iwe wataura kuti iwe une pfungwa dzinopfuura vamwe ndizvo zvakanaka izvozvo kana une pfungwa dzinopfuura vamwe tinozvifarira izvozvo huye nepfungwa dzako tivape nyika yezimbabwe nyika yezimbabwe vana vezimbabwe ngatichengetedzei runyararo runyararo ndivo vakakosa hakuna nyika isina inobudirira isina runyararo vanhu ngavawirirani tiwirira ntigare pasi masema Zimbabwe tafura kusarudzo tatidi kudzokorora tichidzokorora hey ma elections dzato rigwa hey ma elections so even ku America uko ngatidzidzei even vana Trump vana Clinton vakati ma Democrats vakati ma Republicans vakariga but kubva ipapo they are now together, they are working together. Vari shasha panyaya idzodzi isusu tiri vanhu vasingadzidzi kuti as Africans tatina kusvika kwakuti kunobvuma kuti haiwa maelections apfuura Africa nyika yedu ichabudirira kana tasvika kuti tizive kuti maelections apfuura even kana usina zvimwe zvinhu zvisina kufamba mucho uchizviona kana tasvika ipapo congratulations comrade president. President, titungamirire tiende pumberi, tiende kukumberi. President Mnangagwa hasi president weZANU-PF. President wenyika yeZimbabwe, wemwana wana weZimbabwe, Zimbabwe yose as a country, yakatarisira kuti vaMnangagwa vadilive.
Mr. Kaule. Mr. Kaule.
Hakuna chinhu chinogadzirika one day, zvinozviramba izvozvo, kuti one day zvinhu zvinogadzirika. Nyika yanga yakafa kai, economy yanga yakolapsa kai. Kuna ekonomi kana yanga kolapsa isusu eZimbabweni ngatimbobatsira nai tese timbashandiivo tipei sapoti tirege kusapoteja sapoteji vakomana kutengesa nyika wakashata.
Mr. Kaule, we hear you really. So, but I think you heard Mr. Tsokora saying, you know, the president does not have a clue together with some ZANU-PF people in running the country, and secondly, that is just illegitimate. He was not duly elected, and at the same time, he says there was a lot of election rigging. So we know that after the elections, the matter was taken to court, and you know the court made its own declaration. So you know the MDC still insists up to today that you know your government is illegitimate. Your government actually rigged elections. And all these kind of things, and you don't have a clue of running a country. Can you react to what Mr. Tsokora is saying there?
To me, this is not coming as a surprise. This is coming from the MDC guys. Because in their group, they have lawyers. I don't know how they interpret the laws of the country. That we are over now with the elections and the court, the constitutional court of the country ruled on that matter. And why are they taking us back? Even then, the rule of law that they are singing about every day, they are always singing and dancing about the rule of law, but they are failing to even champion the people that the rule of law, this rule of law that they are always talking about. But to me, it's not coming as a surprise. You can see how they do their things in their party. That is why there is commotion in their party. That is why they are always cry foul in their party. Even then, ZANU-PF is now winning all these primary by-elections that are going on, that have been held in the past, because they are sleeping, these people. They are fast asleep. And this is a wake-up call to them to say, wake up, you people, you are dreaming, you are dead dreaming. And they are daydreaming. And this is exactly what they did. I remember this chaos that was there when Tsvangirai passed on. You can imagine that how they conducted their business. Even then, it's a shame to these people, to this kind of people.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Kaule. Thank you so much. Sizokutaki ubaba uburisani ngube, usapendu gile. Usoma pismus. Baba ngube, kongo lako kati kunte gile. So, akucho wengamafichanu kuti, going forward, what should Zimbabwe do? You know, we are looking at these price increases. We are looking at this so-called chaos that is in the country, according to the MTC. But according to ZANU-PF, things are moving in the right direction. So what is the way forward?
All right. Our politicians, especially our ruling party, I think that what you could know me finish. Ngokuqala wakuzwa ngaphi wena ukuthi elizweni i-political party iba nemota eziningi ozidlula ama-ambulensi aselizweni iyabe iyiphethe ngaphi imali yakhona. So ungananzelela indlule i-problem esilayo yikuthi izigange zonezi ze-black market eziye zizibutha i-US dollar ne-black market. Yizo futhi ezigcina zithengele ZANU-PF is more than zabaniki imali ama elections kube sokusiba nzima ke ukuthi kathi abantu abanifayi abalincedisileyo ukuthi iwin ama elections ngibalahla libathini ngoba izanu ayiniki iniki abantu bezimbabwe ukuthi kathi imali bayithatha ngaphi yokuthenga izimota eziningi ezedlula ama-ambulensi athengwa nguhulumende. So okokuqala vele i-economy futhi ilunge kumele siqali-ke sibe ngabantu ababusa ilizwe aba-honest abazimiseleli ukuthi ilizwe leli lilungiswe ngoba ilizwe leli kali ngeke liqede i-six months nxa uvele ufuna ukuthi ulilungise ngokuthi kwenze izinto eziqondileyo. Okunye ongeke ukubalekele yikuthi laba bazomba ngazo bakhulumisana, bithi bangakhulumisana kutholakale indlela yokuya phambili yokusebenza sonke. Abantu bezimbabwe ngasezithula bakwazi kuhle mhlophe ukuthi kuthenga esikhathi si-inclusive government labakhonikela amabandleni kubusazwe ayephikisana afoma uhulumende oyedwa abambisana labakhonikela. Khathesi lokhu ukuthi kuphe mina ngawina ama-election lo malaba wakutho ukuthi ngawina ama-election akufuneki akukhulumiswane phakathi kwamabandla lawa iZANU-PF le-NDC and ungakhulunyiswana ubanjiswane
kusetshesitukeukuze
labo abezomnotho omthuli bayakwazi okuqonde ngoba umthuli yena ngokwakhe engakabi ngu-minister of finance wayekhulume ne-bond not wathi bond not kalifuneki ngoba iputi thiswe bond not is bad money. Bad money chases away good money. Mina mangabi ukuthi wasetshintsha nini ukuthi ibone nokuthi ayitshintshe ayibone i-good money ingaba yimali yelihle angikwazi watshintsha nini.
Yes, ukubamba umlomo
epheleleyo ukuthi
yes, ukubamba umlomo khonapho ngoba silobaba usecingweni plus futhi silobaba uzokora. So what Mr. Bursani Ncube is saying is that most of these politicians, they lie a lot. You know, he says he has seen that people in ZANU-PF lack some kind of leadership. So he says, what is needed in Zimbabwe are talks. You know, if the MDC and ZANU-PF sit down and discuss issues affecting Zimbabwe, maybe there is hope for the future. So he made a reference to the unity inclusive government. He says there was hope at that time, and Zimbabweans remember that kind of a situation. So he says, go for that, and maybe things will work. And he says, the bond note, he was quoting what Mr. Mthuli Ncube said at one stage. When he said, I quote, bond note, the bond note is bad money, and bad money chases away good money. So he says, when did he change?
That kind of action. Interesting. And we've got the two parties here. But before we give a chance to both the MDC and ZANU-PF, we will take a caller. Hello, caller. Oh. Hello, Vakaunda.
Hello, hello. I'm going to talk to you about the
community. You see, I was a Kaunda. What's your name?
All right, I mean, I'm right.
Yeah, so I'm going to talk to you about the community. 1.5 minutes, I'm going to talk to you about the community. I'm going to talk to you about the
community. Yeah, but all right. When you look at the community, I'm going to talk to you about the community. I'm going to talk to you about the community. I'm going to talk to you about the community. I'm going to talk to you about the community.
Yes, kuluma ngakhonoko ke imtengo yempahla etshiyeneyo ukuthi iyakhuphuka mahlayana impuphu kuzobuya la mafutha ezimoto. So ke phosa lakho khona.
All right, hayi vele mina mbona kusazokhwela lapha nje sisesekudlela ngaye ngakhuluma laphana ngesikhathi ipetroli $7 what ngathi vele isazodlula ku-$50 isazodlula ku-$20 isazofinda kuma-$70 something khonale konke njalo nje izimpuphu kodwa mina konke lokhu ngikubona ku-right ngoba vele yikho kuzenza ukuthi umuna kakuvale impandla nakhe liphume masinya njalo kutshengisa nje ukuthi vele kabakwanisi igovernment yezimbabwe konke nje ama-department vele ase-very polluted vele imele idilizen right nje yazi America akaluthi i right yabulala nje government yonke yakhona yonke yalungisa konke vele ikho kufuneka nje kwenzakala ngale Zimbabwe nayo vele NDC island engayenzi very polluted abantu abavele bevele bavela khona ngale kuzani uyazi kuhlangahlanga nengcaba ngxoza nje angena labo nampo bebodwa benza besikilwa futhi avela kula nto i-right ukuthi nje i-government ezimbabwe vele ihlezi njengwe-iraq i-amerika yalungisa i-iraq nayo i-iraq manje ngapesi i-right nje yintoemele yenziwe ezimbabwe kuphela.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba Kaunda, ungadinwa lokusasa mfowethu.
Hayi, ngiyabonga.
Yeah, so according to Mr. Kaunda, he says, you know, maybe these price increases will force ZANU-PF to abandon power. So he says this is a good way, according to him. He says, you know, when there are these increases every day, the party will throw in the towel.
Mm. So interesting take there. Yeah. Sirigate mboenda kunava jokora VMDC varimuno mo America teens kwekwa muri manzi kwa zvirikutaurwa nevamukola vati kutaurirana dzimwe dzenguva ndiko kungaunze shanduko. Munoona seizvi?
Tetemavelas, this is what we have said as MDC that we need to have a dialogue, a genuine dialogue in our country. President Chamisa has always been talking about dialogue. In fact, he is the one who started the idea of dialogue, and then Mnangagwa took it over. But then we want a genuine dialogue that is underwritten by a neutral guarantor. This is what we've always said. But Mnangagwa wants to be the player and the referee at the same time. So MDC is open to dialogue. We are not holding the country at ransom by refusing to have talks. It is Mnangagwa who is refusing to have a genuine dialogue. So in that case, it means our country is never going to move forward. I'm surprised and shocked when I hear Mr. Gaule saying we should move forward. We are not moving forward as a country, and our country will never move forward. It's only a few people in ZANU-PF whose lives and lifestyles and livelihoods are moving forward. Those who are close to ZANU-PF and those in ZANU-PF and the relatives of the people in ZANU-PF. Those are the people who are living well in Zimbabwe.
Asika vagauli vajokora rega ndipindire ipapo kuti vamwe vari kuti tinonzwa vamunangagwa vachitoda kutaurana tonzwa vachamisa vachiti toda kutaurana sei vavira havasiri kugona kuti vangogara pasi vataurirane sezviri kudiwa nevanhu munyika.
Panotauriranwa tetemavhera panofanira kunge paine munhu anenge aripo pamusoro watinoti neutral guarantor. Ndopari kuramba vaZANU-PF. ZANU-PF inoda kuti vanhu vayo vauye kuzoita ma guarantors of those talks. Saka isiri kuti ngakuuye mumwe munhu anobva kune dzimwe nyika ouya wotigarisa pasi tochinyatsotaurana zvakanaka-naka, kwete kuti iwewe ndio urimo muring, ndo uri kurwa wakuda kurefura futi. Hazvinyatsoiti zvakanaka. And then toona nyaya yekuti nyika yacho sei isiri kuenderera mberi, sei isinga tisiri kuchinja. Tiri kuona kuti vamunangagwa sokutaura kwaita mumwe mutauri, vamunangagwa vanonyepa.
Chirege ndikubate muromo ipapo tazvinzwa nokuti nguva yedu tasarwa ne 1 minute I think kuti tiite zviri seti pakure zviri sei ngatipewo vagaule mukana wokuti vapindure zvamataura tozodzoka kwamuri. Vagaule, pindurai tinzwa.
Yes, but what I can say is that President Mnangagwa, as the president of Zimbabwe, opened the app for dialogue. And that one is not a secret even then. We all know that. And yes, Mnangagwa is on record emphasizing the need for the political parties to come together and chart the way forward for our country. But I don't know whether these guys maybe have got good reasons why they are not joining the other political. Maybe they feel they are big brothers even then. They are a big brother to these other political parties. But the thing is, the problem that we have in this country is the type of opposition that we have at the time.
Mr. Gaule, I think our time is also not on our side. Gibbs, I don't know if you've got something to ask him before we
Right, so your last word, Mr. Bulisani Ngobe, your last word. 10 seconds.
Hello?
Yeah, your last word, 10 seconds.
Yes, but look, we are simply saying, going forward,
the only way is the political dialogue. That is the solution. That
thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Vulsani Ncube. That was Mr. Vulsani Ncube. Thanks also to Mr. Wanda Sokora and Mr. Philip Gaule. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Mplanganya, who is saying, let's meet again on Let's Talk. Ngati Kurukurai Mangwana. Msakangane Shakare, the youth show, where they'll be talking about 16 days of activism against gender-based violence tomorrow.